There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, without further ado, Janet has called and said she is on kind of a limited, I don't know if it's a lunch break or what, so I'm not even going to mess around. I'm just going to welcome Janet to the program and put her on right this very moment. Janet, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. Thank you, Dr. Joy. I'm going to give you a real quick statement about what's going on. I'm having trouble. I have a brother who is on dialysis and a diabetic. He's in his 60s. I'm his older sister. And it seems like he's been making poor decisions that got him to this point. I'm talking about the dialysis part. Now he's had surgery and part of his foot was removed. And I don't know how to help him. I'm trying. I don't know if he's not understanding things or if he's always been like this. He's lived alone all his life. He's taken care of his own business. He worked up until about 2-3 years ago. And then because of the diabetes and the dialysis and everything, it got overwhelming for him to work and try to do all
sure.
this stuff in
yeah.
between.
Give me an example of a poor decision that you think he's making.
Well, he's been in the hospital about 3 times. This last time they found him unconscious in his apartment. Whether he had mixed up his medicines, something was not going right for a while. Even by talking to him on the telephone, he would at times say that I was stalking him, that I was checking in too much for him, that he's a grown man, I'm not his mother. I said, okay, I understand all that, but you know, something, you have to get something in place so that that your health will stay as good as it can be because of all these problems you have. And
right.
I don't understand, maybe
right,
he doesn't want to stay well.
I think that's, it's interesting that you should follow sort of a discussion we just had, or at least I suppose it wasn't a discussion, it was a question that somebody asked me about suicide. Jen, I think, do you live close enough to see him face-to-face?
Yes, I'm about 45 minutes away.
Okay,
not every day, right. Actually.
You don't have to see him every day, but I think this is a face-to-face discussion of sitting him down and saying, look, you're my brother. I'm your big sis. I'm used to taking care of you. I know you're an independent man, but, I need to know a couple things from you, brother. Number one, I guess I need to know whether you want to live or die. And that's going to be a really hard, and it's perfectly okay to say, look, this is a really hard question for me to ask. I'm sure it's hard for you to hear and it's hard for you to answer. But that would seem to me to be the 800-pound gorilla. We need to ask that because dialysis is awful. I mean, it really is. It's life-saving. But I've known a bunch of people on dialysis, and it is really, it's life-saving, but it's not life-enhancing. I mean, it's a tough thing to do. And is he eligible for a transplant or not? Is he on the list any place?
He was put on the list, and he was taken off because of the physical problems he was having.
Okay, so he's really not eligible at this moment. So what he's saying is how much longer can I tolerate dialysis? And that's really his question. And I think it will help you to at least, as you say, to understand. It may help him. Let me just back off and give you kind of an example. A bunch of years ago, my mother, through one of my idiot siblings, underwent a surgery she never should have undertaken. It was just, at any rate. And she went into cardiac arrest and all the kind of thing that happened. So she was being essentially, she was on life support. She was being given essentially last rites. And all of us came because it seemed like mom was in fact going to die. And I'm her oldest, and I'm probably the one, because I've known her, I suppose, the longest, and she and I have always been very close. And I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and she was on life support. She had an oxygen, and they had her strapped down because she kept trying to take the cannula out of her nose. And so at 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up in a cold sweat and realized that I'm claustrophobic. Mom's claustrophobic. And I thought, if somebody straps me down, you know, I'm out of here. I'm not playing anymore.
Sure.
And so I went over to the hospital at 6 o'clock, as soon as they would let me in, and I undid Mom's tethers, her straps, her restraints. And I said, Mom, and she was in a semi-conscious state. I said, Mom, do you want to die? And I'm probably the only one of her children who would say that. And I'm sure my brothers and sisters would be appalled. And she said, no. And I said, well, Mom, you can't breathe on your own right now. So I will sit here with you and I will keep your restraints off, but you can't pull the cannula out of your nose. You will die. And about every 5 minutes I had to do this again. And because if she at that moment, if she was still restrained, I'd argue that whether it was conscious or unconscious, she didn't want to play anymore. She was out of here. And as soon as we did that, or as soon as I did that, her blood pressure went down, her heart rate went down, her oxygenation went up, and it's a great end to the story in that she's wandered around and she's perfectly fine and she's great right now. But the point being that by sort of saying to her, Mom, do you want to die? She had to actually decide that she was going to live or die and what that meant. And by you saying to your brother, I need to know whether you're done. Because if you're done, then we need to talk about what steps you take and what I can do to help you or whether I need to opt out, but at least help me to understand. That's the bottom line at this moment. He is on dialysis. He's not a young man. He's not eligible for a transplant, which means literally for the rest of his life, he's going to be on dialysis. And you need to know from him, and he needs to confront the question itself, do I want to live or do I want to die? Because if he doesn't want to live anymore, then maybe he stops doing dialysis. Maybe we talk about hospice. There are a whole bunch of steps that follow from that decision. If he does want to live, or if he wants to live for a while, or he wants to live to a certain point, or he wants to live until this happens. I mean, so you can see once he makes that decision, once he looks at that very scary but crucial question, do I stay or do I go? Then you can help him do whatever he wants to do, or you can decide that I can't morally help him do what he wants to do, but I can bring him chicken soup, or I can whatever. But at this moment, the reason it feels so scary to you and so scary to him is because he is dabbling in suicide without really deciding that this is what I'm going to do or not do. And you don't want to do that. It's too dangerous. That he needs to, and you're the one, because you're the one who's calling me, it sounds like you're the one who has some impact in his life, to say yes or no. Do you want to stay and fight this? Are you done? Because it dictates a completely different set of behaviors, not only from you, but from him. And as you say, if you're looking for understanding, this is not your decision to make, but it's your decision to understand, and there's been no decision. He hasn't made it, so he can't communicate it to you. And by looking at, in the same way I said to my mom, she was going to pull the damn thing out, because she wasn't looking at, do you want to live or do you want to die? And once she looked at that, then we knew what to do. Until the two of you, and it's a hard decision, it's a hard question to ask, it's a hard question to hear, it's a hard question to answer, but it is the question, because until it's answered, you don't know what you're doing. You're both of you are flailing around in a twilight zone that's dangerous, scary, anxiety-provoking, unpleasant, And all sorts of, I could probably come up with some more adjectives, but you get the point. So I think what I would do is go over, hopefully in the next 24 hours, and sit with him and say, listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm your sister. I'm here to help you do whatever it is you want to do. But it seems to me we really need to look at the question, do you want to live or do you want to die? And once you decide that, I will do what I can to facilitate whatever you decide. But it seems
to Joy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's all right.
He's said to me that I'm trying to live for him because I've made decisions for him that were safe, that he wouldn't stay in his apartment, that he would need to go into an assisted living place so that they could help him monitor his medicine. My concern was that he was not thinking clearly at the time that this last episode happened.
I hear, honey. I'm going to put you on hold. But here, you can see how that still goes back to the question, do I want to live or do I want to die? Think about it for a minute. I'll come right back to you, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Reminding you that in a little more than an hour, we'll be talking about Manny Pacquiao. I mispronounced it again, I think, didn't I?
Pacquiao.
No, Pacquiao. Pacquiao.
Yep.
So that'll who is the only man who's ever won 8 different world championships in 8 different weight classes. And part of it is because he's a little scrawny guy, and he actually put on a little bit of weight, but he also fought guys who, like, weighed 20 pounds more than he did. That's a lot for a boxer, especially when at 16 he weighed 98 pounds. So, an interesting story, all right? That'll be in about a little more than an hour. For right now, we're talking with Janet, who's going through a really tough time that many of us have to endure, where we've got someone that we love who's got a life-threatening illness, and they're kind of cavalier about it. And Janet's a big sister, so she's used to taking care of her brother. And he's accused her of sort of trying to run his life because she's saying, okay, you have to do this and have to do that. And I'm saying, yeah, Janet, you know, he's doing a little acting out. He's making you responsible because the two of you haven't really looked at the unspoken question, which is, do you want to live or do you want to die? Because the bottom line is, as long as you don't look at that, no matter what you do, he's going to rail against you, and you're okay. going to feel that, you know, no matter what you do, it's not okay. That if you save him, he's mad.
Dr. Joy, I'm sorry. I know I'm cutting you off, but I want to tell you something, though. In a roundabout way, I have asked him that.
There's no, honey, there's no roundabout way of doing it.
I said, yeah, I said, do you want to stay healthy and go on living?
No. Those are two separate questions. He's not going to stay healthy. There is no way in hell he's going to stay healthy. He's on dialysis. He has diabetes. He's had an amputation. There is no way he's going to.
As good as
Janet, honey, listen to me. Honey, listen to me. For just a minute.
Yeah.
Be Roman. Realize that there's no way out. That 3 times a week, you have to be hooked up to a machine. And that machine it's not going to work forever. That you're going to continue to feel crummy. You're going to have headaches. You're going to be prone to depression. You're going to be dependent on a machine. You may lose other limbs. You're never going to be really healthy again. So staying healthy is a misnomer in his particular vernacular. What you're saying, honey, look, from your point of view, you love your brother. You figure a Roman on dialysis is better than no Roman at all. He may not feel that way. And until the two of you look at that really tough but crucial question, you don't know how to go, and he doesn't know how to go. Because it may be, my dear, there are 3 options, right? If you say, do you want to live or do you want to die? I mean, one, he can say, I don't know, but that's just finessing it, and you're not going to answer the question for him because it's not yours to answer. So one possibility is, Janet, I love you. I hate to leave you alone. I just can't do this anymore. And therefore, the two of you need to talk with his doctors about, you know, what the options are. He may say, you're right. You know, I've been a baby. I'm not very happy. You know, I hate the fact that I'll never really be healthy again. But you're right. There are things for me to do, and I want to do them. So, yes, I want to live, which dictates a whole different set of rules. The third may be, Janet, I don't know. You know, it's a really good question. And on some days I feel like I want to live. On some days I feel like I want to die. At which point you can then say, well, you know, are there landmarks you want to achieve? For example, do you want to get to your next birthday? Do you want, you know, are you willing to hang around as long as you can play poker? I mean, so those are the 3 options, right? I'm out of here. I'm done. Leave me alone. You're right. I want to stay around. I've never really looked at it, and I'm doing some acting out, which means that you have to come in and save me. And if you save me, then it's your fault because, you know, you're just trying to run my life. And if you don't save me, then you're going to feel guilty because you didn't save me. That's a crappy position for you to be in, Janet. Yeah. And he's putting you there. And I know that, but until you look at that question, he'll continue to put you there. And the third is, you know, I'm not sure I can do this for the next 5 years, but I can do it for the next year, or I'm willing to do it for the next 6 months, or let's go talk with somebody about whatever. I mean, so until, so it's not a matter of hinting at the question. There is only that stark question, and you can't combine it with anything else. You can't combine it with, well, if your you had fewer headaches, or you could do dialysis at home, or I mean, those are all interesting sidebars, subtopics, but they're not the question. And the question has to be starkly pulled out there and looked at unblushingly, unblinkingly. And until you do that, you're not going to know, and he's not going to know, and he's going to continue to act out, which puts you in a place that you're not going to sleep nights. No matter what you do, it's wrong. You don't want that position. And he probably hasn't put you there intentionally, but that's probably the role you've always had. You're the big sister.
Every time he went into the hospital this last time, he was unconscious. He couldn't speak. They didn't even know if he'd live. And he... Everything returned, and he's walking and talking. And he said,
well,
see, I work with technical equipment. I'm smart. I said, I never said you weren't smart. He says, everything is working again.
All right, but so then ask him the question. And if the answer is I want to live, then he has to stop doing this cockamamie unconscious crap.
See, but
and we need to figure out what he's doing. Pardon?
He lives alone, and he's... There's no one there when...
My dear, I know that. You know that. He knows that. You still have to look at the question. Because if the question is, I want to live, then you need to say, all right, well, how did you end up unconscious? Wouldn't you... I mean, and there may be that he wants to continue living alone because that's really important to him. So you need a monitor. You need somebody who call you, and you can hire somebody who calls him every hour on the hour. You can have somebody who calls him every 2 hours.
That. I've tried that.
Janet. It doesn't make any difference what you try until we answer that question. I can't say any more clearly. You're looking with the peripheries without looking at the basic question. There will be no good answer on the peripheries until you answer the question. You can't do anything until we know whether he wants to live or die.
Yeah.
Okay, not what you want for him.
And I've even offered my kidney.
I wouldn't
take it.
Did you ever? Is it a good match or not?
I couldn't. It's not. That's the whole trouble. But he said, see, you couldn't help anyway.
Well, but that's a different. But Janet, I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm never going to say it again because you're not hearing it, and everybody else is going to be bored silly.
Okay.
You have to ask the question.
I got it. I'm going to.
All right, and know that I'm here. For either of you, but you and it's going to be a scary question, and you're going to think about sort of finessing it, and you're going to think about prettying it up and adding. Don't do it. You need me on your shoulders saying, just ask the damn question.
Okay. Get an answer.
Yeah, and once you get the answer, you can call me back if you want, because everything comes from that answer, and until you have that answer, everything's going to feel chaotic.
I got
and
it.
Wrong. Alrighty.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How may I help you?
I would like to talk about one of my children. He is 18. He's graduating from high school this June.
Okay.
And he just... I feel like he's on the edge of a nervous breakdown, and I don't know if I should get him some help. His dad and I talked to him. He just feels like he doesn't know his future, and he's not smart, and he doesn't have friends. And I just tell him I think it's all very normal, and he does have a plan. He's going to go to community college in the fall and go to university from there. But I just don't seem to know what to say to just calm him down and relax.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
Four.
And which number is
third?
Okay. Is this a has he had anxiety or depression issues in the past?
He's always a glass half empty type.
Yeah.
Or I
yeah.
think sometimes he likes that. He likes the attention.
Sure.
He has two big brothers who are very outgoing and popular, and this one's just always been my quiet one, and he's known as the quiet kid.
And who's is the youngest the boy or girl?
Boy.
Okay. What's he good at?
He's good at art. He's good at playing the piano. He's in aviation. He's going to go into aviation for a career. And I said, honey, you're really lucky that you know what you want to do. You know, you're a step ahead of a lot of people.
Well, I mean, I think what you're doing is understandable, but probably not helpful. Remember when your mother would say, you'd say, no guy will ever love me and I'll be alone my whole life.
Right.
And your mother would say, but honey, you have such a nice personality and what you wanted to do was a combination of throw up and slug your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that what you're doing is wrong. It's just that it's not going to have much of an effect on him. I'd say to him, well, you know, tell me what I can do to help. And I guarantee you what he's going to say is, I don't know. But this is a kid who, to a certain extent, is going to be manipulative because he's not happy and because, as you point out, he gets a fair amount of secondary reinforcement from being unhappy, from
mm-hmm.
sort of complaining. So, he's okay in high school now, right? He's
mm-hmm.
about to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
How are his grades?
They're decent, but you know, he's just below a 3.
So school is not really a source of fun for him.
No, not at all.
So what does he do for fun? I mean, you said aviation is something he's interested in. Is he taking flying lessons?
Well, he's just a little bit of a loner, but he spends a lot of time looking at magazines and looking online, and you know, that's his hobby.
Well, that's not very helpful. We need him around people.
Are
you anywhere near an airport? Could he take flying lessons?
We did that a couple years ago, and he just wasn't ready.
Well, but that's a couple
now.
Years ago. Maybe, yeah,
yeah,
maybe he's ready now. Listen, I don't think it's your job to find out something for him to do because it won't work. He'll just reject it out of hand. But I think it is your job to a certain extent to say, look, let's find something to do. We've got essentially 6 months before you graduate. Then you've got the summer. And maybe community college makes some sense for you. Maybe it doesn't. But maybe you need to be tutoring kids, or maybe you need to be taking watercolor course, or maybe you need to be taking a culinary course. You know, I think that it's important to get him, because once school's over for him, I think that's both going to be the scary stuff and the good news. I mean, it sounds like school has never been much fun for him, so good for him for finishing it. But it's also been the structure. And once it's over, there's going to be a combination of relief and terror, which is not very palatable, especially for an 18-year-old who's not very social. So I think it's really important in the next 6 months to find the transition. You know, if we view him as a guy in a trapeze, and he's dealing with a trapeze that he really doesn't like very much, but he doesn't see another trapeze coming his way, we need to get another trapeze coming his way.
Right.
So that there is another platform, literally, for him to fly to. So I think I would sit down with him over the weekend and say, all right, let's figure out, you know, magic wand, what thing would make you happy? Would you like to do some tutoring? Would you like to work with animals? Would you like to travel? Would you like to take flying courses? And he's going to say, look, all right, I've now come up with a bunch of suggestions. Sit down and tell me, and I'll give you a dollar for every suggestion. I mean, you may have to bribe him, and he may think that's hilarious, but because he's going to play passive aggressive games with you otherwise. He's going to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, you know, it's easy for you to say, or, yeah, you're just trying to compare me to Brad, or, you know, I mean, he's going to give you a hard time.
Okay.
But the point is, he needs to be making some sense of what's the next step for him.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And again, I think, and the easiest way to do it is that, you know, I'll give you a buck for each suggestion you come up with, and that should get his attention.
Right.
And hopefully,
we don't have a job.
Yeah. He does or does not have a job?
No, he does have a job.
What's his job?
He works in a movie theater. Big one.
Is that, I mean, that sounds like, I mean, does he love movies?
He does. But, you know, the funny thing is, outside of school, he's social. It's just in the school environment.
Well, I mean, but that's, you know, that's basically, he doesn't want to deal with peers, with people in another
yeah.
environment. There are people who are probably older or younger.
And I think that's, people that have known him just as being this quiet kid for, you know, 16 years.
Well, I mean, one of the things you may want to do is think about, I mean, there are two ways of going about this. One is to get him involved in some volunteer activity and just make that a requirement. Just say,
right,
look,
okay.
And you can pick the group, but, you know, you have to spend 3 hours a week doing something for somebody else. And that can be enormously helpful because there's all of a sudden a sense that somebody really values you. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's great that he has a job, but doesn't seem in and of itself that it's very helpful and certainly not necessarily going to lead to anything particularly productive.
Right.
But volunteer activity. And because that really does give a sense that, you know, that we're valuable in and of ourselves.
Okay.
And the other thing that you can do is, although it's a little harder to do with an 18-year-old, it's easier to do with about a 12-year-old, of saying, look, you have to make a friend. You need to make at least one friend. And the thing that everybody chooses to make is the most popular kid in the class, which, of course, is doomed to failure because the most popular kid in the class doesn't need friends. They've got friends.
Right.
So you pick
right.
the person who looks even more unhappy than you are and befriend them, with the only deal being that once you learn about friendship, which is just to be the kind of person that you want to be around, whether it means telling jokes or making eye contact or being generous or
okay.
Sharing stuff, that you don't dump that person. Because friendship, some people are, it's like a backhand. Some people are really good at it and some people aren't. But those who aren't can learn. And it's a really important thing for him to learn. And right now, it sounds to me, school has never been his thing. But the good news about that is that's about to end. And he doesn't have to go to community college, as far as I'm concerned. He may be one of those people who should travel. It may be he needs to take flying lessons. It may mean that he needs to teach little old ladies how to program their computers, or
mm-hmm.
Kids in shelters how to draw, or to be at the VA hospital and be helping people write letters home. I mean, there are a gob of things to do in this world that will make him feel good about himself. And
mm-hmm.
it's, I think, as parents, our job is to make sure our kids find it. We can't necessarily find it for them, because anything
right.
we find, they're just going to reject. Well, I don't
okay.
want to do that, or that's really dumb. So bribe him.
Okay,
give it a try. You're absolutely welcome, and I'm here if you need some help. And if he gets really obnoxious, you can send him to me, and I'll be the bad guy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you, ma'am. 855-99-DR-JOY. Yeah, you hear that the theme here with this hour, again, we sort of wander into themes inadvertently sometimes, which is, you can't make decisions for other people. You can't make life decisions for other people. And sometimes we try to, because we're the big sister, we're the parent, we're the, you know, the caretaker or whatever. But people have to make their own decisions. And what we need to do is make sure that they're not in it. They're making decisions by not making decisions, because that's a careless way to run your life and ask for tragedy and chaos. So to just say to somebody, tell me what you want me to do. Tell me what I can do to help. And I guarantee you have to be willing to hear someone say, I don't know. At which point you can say, well, let me know as soon as you know. Or I'll give you $1 for every situation you can come up with. Or, well, let's just sit here till you do. But don't be sucked in to making a decision, because it's really easy to be negative about somebody else's decision. Making decisions about our own life is what's difficult, but also what defines us, how our lives work, how it becomes meaningful. I guess both this hour and last hour, sort of saying to somebody, you want to live or do you want to die? I know, hard questions to ask, but they are the crucial questions. And if you're not asking the crucial questions, you ain't getting the crucial answers. You don't have the answers, you don't know what to do next. You don't, or I don't, or anybody else doesn't. In about, I guess about 45 minutes, what time is it? Yeah. We're going to be talking with somebody who made some answers for his family. His family was starving. He was starving. So he made some decisions about what he was going to do with his life, and turned out to be incredibly successful at it. So that'll be part of It's Broken, Let's Fix It, the Manny documentary. And I still have room for you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we're around here to do. Manny will answer the phone and say, what's your question for Dr. Brown? And you will tell him, because he will be helpful. And he's just here to help you. We're not here to keep somebody off the air. It's not, we're going to say, well, we don't like that question, we're not going to put you on. So, you know, whatever it is that you want to talk about is just fine, number one. Number two, you can call and leave a message anytime you want. The number is 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY, just D-R-J-O-Y. Should you forget the number, you can go to drjoy.com. And if you forget drjoy.com, folks, if you forget drjoy.com, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, folks, come on.
It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. And, you know, probably if you Google a radio psychologist, I'll probably pop up as well. So, you know, you'll figure it out one way or the other. And doctor's just D-R. You know, just D-R. No period, no space, J-O-Y. D-R-J-O-Y. All right, you can remember that. And you can you could also go to Facebook and send a question that way or respond to one of our questions. You can also email me. And so I think that's probably what we're going to do at this very moment, right, to finish off this hour. Let me also remind you, at halfway past, the last segment of the program on Fridays, is when, if we have a really good one, we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And we're going to do that today. It's the first It's Broken, Let's Fix It of the new year about Manny Pacquiao. So that should be kind of interesting, hopefully.
All right. Should we get to this email?
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Do it. I know Manny said, Joy, just shut up and let me do the email. Okay, I can do that. He's so polite. All right, do it. Do it.
All right, we got an email from Libby in Montana. She says, Dear Dr. Joy, I'm writing to get your guidance on an issue that is very distressing to me. I am a chronic crier. Several times each day, I find myself struggling to hold back tears, and outside of work, I generally just let the tears flow. I often end up crying most days of the week. I've been dealing with depression off and on for about 3 years now, and it seems to be getting worse in the last 6 months. With the depression, my frequent crying has also been getting worse. I am working with a psychiatrist to find the right medications to help, and I haven't found something that works great yet. I've been seeing a counselor off and on, but I end up sobbing for most of the therapy sessions, and I don't feel like it's really helped. I've tried different therapists, but it's always the same. At the end of each session, I just end up feeling more out of control and down. One particular frustration is that my crying isn't always congruent with my mood. For instance, I could be having a decent day, but if I see someone else becoming stressed or anxious, I often blink back tears. Happy things also make me cry very easily. Can you please provide some advice on how to deal with my tearfulness? Would you recommend any medical workups? P.S. If you're interested in my demographics, I'm 31, two awesome dogs, a nice home, and a career, no kids, and I've been married for 5 years to a very kind man. I'm pretty healthy.
Yeah, it would be really helpful to know. You say chronic crier. I wonder when this started. This could be a number of different things. Would I have a workup? Would I have maybe an endocrine workup? Maybe. If you haven't been to an endocrinologist, I might try that out. But basically, there are those of us who sort of cry more easily than others. And let me suggest a couple of things. First of all, that the depression, as you point out, the crying isn't necessarily associated with appropriate or at least consistent kind of moods. It's not that you're sad necessarily when you're crying. It may be that as a kid, there was a huge emphasis on being sensitive. I don't know anything about your parents. It may be that your mom was a crier. It may be that your dad, more likely your mom than your dad. So this may have been something that was indulged as a child. It may be when you cried that you got more attention. I mean, to a certain extent, all of us, when we're babies, cry and get attention. So you may want to kind of sort that out a little bit. For example, if you were the baby of the family, or let's say you were the middle child, that when you were the baby you got and you cried, you got a lot of attention, and then a baby came along and you got less attention, so you learned to cry because you got attention. So I don't know how much that it was something that was that you learned as an effective tool. I don't know if it started when you were a child. I don't know if it started in adolescence. So it's one of the frustrations about emails is that they're quite often sort of ask more questions than answer just because I don't have enough details. But those are questions to ask yourself. Is this something that started when I was a child? Is it something that I can see from the family structure? Is it something that one of my parents or my grandparents did? Was being overly sensitive encouraged? Was there secondary gain? For example, example, when I cried, did people come and give me hugs? Did people feel sorry for me? Was it a way of getting out of taking an exam or having to do gym or whatever? Did it start in adolescence? So I think it may be hormonally based. So those are legitimate questions to ask yourself before you talk with somebody else about it. For myself, I mean, I'm one of those people who sort of cries relatively easy. But I'll tell you what I did. At one point, I was working as an engineer. I was the only woman, and crying was just not acceptable. I mean, it was already because they already viewed me as kind of a second class citizen because I was a woman, and I literally have scars in my palms because I'd been in a situation where someone was giving me a hard time, and my impulse was to cry, and I would take my thumbnail and jam it into my palm because it hurt, and I wouldn't cry. And that's something that you may want to try on yourself. What happens if instead of just indulging in the crying, what if you decided, I'm not going to cry? And whether that means you pinched yourself or used your nails the same way I used mine, to see if you can control a little bit more. Because it sounds like it may have become habitual, that it's one of those things that people do. There are perfectly normal situations in which we do tear up, and if you're particularly attuned to people, but it may also be that you go out of your way to find situations like that because of secondary gain. And it may be that's you've habituated yourself, you've taught yourself that when you're feeling something, that crying is an effective way of either avoiding the feelings or indulging in the feelings or getting attention for the feelings. So I do a little bit more kind of self-analysis, self-archaeology to see where this came from and when you use it and how you use it. And in terms of medication for depression, it sounds to me that you make a differentiation between the depression and the crying. And certainly depression will exacerbate symptoms of sadness, which are certainly legitimately associated with crying. So trying the medication may work. But it does sound to me that they are separate issues. So you may want to figure out where that response came from. What's the secondary gain? What do you get? And what have you gotten historically out of crying? And also, what kind of discipline, what kind of control you can exert yourself over that? As I said, whether it's square breathing or distracting yourself or wearing a rubber band around your wrist and snapping it or using your thumbnail and your palms can look like mine. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network.
where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.